News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. 7:06 in the morning here on March the 18th. Good morning. Phone lines here are 605-4567. And we're streaming live all over the world on KCNR1460.com. I didn't wear green yesterday, so I'm having to make up for it today. I
have all these little bruises from all your pinches.
Pinches marks from yesterday. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Bad Bob. You in your Hawaiian attire?
Good morning, yes. 80 degrees in March.
Yeah, I know. Can you? Yeah, okay. Now share that with our young friend here. We got a real busy morning, and we're going to start with the weather, though.
Well, good morning. Currently 70. It's going to be 55 degrees right now, and it's going to be 79 today. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 49. Thursday's high around 80. And mostly clear on Thursday night with temperatures around 51. Hey, before we start, we do want to do a thanks and a shout-out to the weather's brought to you by, first of all, Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, or pretty soon it's going to be – it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. Locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. They are great people. Give them a call at 365-3793. A shout out to Mike and Muriel. Thank you so much for bringing us fantastic.
Mark and Muriel.
Thank you so much for bringing. Thank you.
Well, no, you told me those lemons.
You didn't introduce me.
I know. I said my beautiful wife Linda.
No, you didn't. You said here's the weather.
Well, it's because
it's orange. It's an orange day.
Well, I'm being chastised.
I have to call him on it right now.
I'm being chastised all over the world.
So we can start our day all over. Good morning, Carl and Linda Bott here on KCNR 1460.
I said that. This is Carl and Linda Bott.
7:07 in the morning. It's currently the 18th. But, you know, you have to you can't go too long without me razzing you a little bit.
No, not. Okay, now we've got really a full schedule today. We're starting here with our friends and the from Alateen, and then we're going to Adamson Speak Performance, and then we have Sheriff Tom Basenko, who just was just notified yesterday after going in front of the Board of Supervisors. He's getting five new deputies. We're going to talk about that and the impact on crime and on police work here in Shasta County. But first, let's start with our special guest today from Alateen, Mary. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Mary, and I'm a grateful, another grateful member of Al-Anon Family Groups, which includes Alateen here in Redding, California. And we're focusing on why Alateen exists and what Alateen is all about. And we have a teenager here today named Hannah, who's going to share her own experience, strength, and hope. But what is Alateen? Why should I go there? It's very difficult when a parent, a step-parent, a grandpa, a friend or a sibling or anybody else in your family has a drinking problem. It affects how young people are treated and it shapes their world. Alateen meetings are where teens can find support and understanding from kids their own age who are going through similar difficulties. Alateen is a part of Al-Anon Family Groups. Alateen meetings are for anyone affected by someone else's drinking who's between the ages of 12 and 20. And you're invited to listen to teens talk about Alateen at www.ncwsa.org by clicking on Alateen. Where can you find an Alateen meeting in Shasta County? Wednesday evening, 6:30 to 7:30 at the First United Methodist Church, room 10, lower level, south and east streets. This meeting happens literally right next door to a women-only Al-Anon meeting. It is a closed meeting only for those teenagers whose lives are bothered by someone else's drinking. And Alateen is safe. The Alateen sponsors are certified and they have background checks run. And with that, I'm going to invite Hannah to share.
Well, good morning, Hannah.
Hi.
You've got your headphones on so you can hear.
Mm-hmm.
And how old are you, Hannah?
I'm 12.
You're 12, so that would put you in what, 6th, 7th grade?
7th.
So you're junior high.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You're the same age as our granddaughter.
Right.
Yeah.
So do you care to share a little bit of your inside story, or what brings you here today?
I was asked by one of my sponsors if I would be willing to come and talk about it, and here I am.
Well, first of all, you have wonderful diction. So you are a wonderful public speaker already. So you're 12 years old. Has there been an issue? Would it be with your family environment, friend environment, where you just felt like you needed to have support?
My dad is my qualifier, is what they call him.
Okay.
So your dad was having a drinking problem?
Yes.
And so what brought you to the program?
My mom was going to an Al-Anon meeting, and she heard about Alateen, and she took me and said, we can keep going if you want. You don't have to go.
So what is Alateen? What do you do in Alateen?
You are basically surrounded by a bunch of other teenagers who have dealt with the same things that you have, and you talk about different topics, and you all help each other with things that you're going through. And most kids, I don't think anyone in my school has this problem. So it's hard when you're alone and you're like, you don't feel like there's anyone out there that
you can talk to.
Yeah.
That's going through the same thing.
Exactly.
I bet, though.
That you know of.
Because there's other kids in your school that are going through this. I can almost probably promise
somewhere
you
in their family or friends or neighbors, yeah, or, you know, they're touched by
right.
it. So good for you to come to breathe it in and understand how it is affecting your life, how you go about getting the tools to what? How to understand it's not your fault?
Yeah, and to basically let go and know that it's not them, it's the disease.
Mm-hmm. Does that help with forgiveness?
Yes, it actually really does.
Because it's a disease, like a disease of your bones or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's good. So would you say, how long have you been going to Alateen?
In July, it'll be a year.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here, and we're going to come on back. Hannah, we're really glad you're here today. All right? You're a very courageous young girl. And like Linda says, very articulate. Hey, this portion of our show, though, is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, ranked a top 100 hospital in the nation for 3 years in a row. Shasta Regional treats their people well. We really like Shasta Regional. At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we know medical care can change the body, but treating people well can change their lives. Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. We're talking to Hannah and Mary, and we're going to be talking to a couple other ladies here about Alateen and how it has a tremendous impact, a significant impact on young people's lives. We'll be right back.
Get ready to raise the rafters and rock the convent.
Sister Act, the smash hit musical the New York Post calls ridiculously fun, is coming here direct from Broadway.
Featuring incredible new music, Sister Act tells the hilarious story of a diva on the run who hides out in the last place anyone would expect, with a bunch of nuns.
She transforms the ragtag church choir into the hottest musical act around. And to her surprise, she discovers what sisterhood is all about.
Over 3 million people have experienced the joy of this divine spectacle.
It's hysterical, moving, and pure unadulterated fun.
And the best thing about Sister Act, you'll leave the theater feeling amazing.
So bring your friends, bring your family, and come shake what your mother superior gave you at Sister Act, America's new musical comedy classic.
At the Reading Civic Auditorium, Wednesday, March 25th at 7 p.m. Tickets are on sale at readingcivic.com or 229-0022. Sponsored by Action News Now, the Record Searchlight, and this radio station.
Dandelion Gift and Apparel is a unique boutique in the very heart of downtown Reading. It's on Market Street, just down the block from Kobe Steakhouse. When you step into Dandelion, you have your own personal shopper. At Dandelion, they deliver that personal touch just to help you find the right item. Dandelion is open 10 to 5:30 weekdays and 10 to 5 on Saturday. So head downtown for stylish clothing, gifts, and accessories. That's it.
At the original Home and Garden Expo at the
Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live.
You bet.
KCNR1460.com. The time is 7:18 in the morning, 55 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Owens Pharmacy with Owens MedSync, which allows you to synchronize all your medications so you don't have to make numerous calls or numerous trips. You just have to make one phone call. Go on down and pick up your prescriptions. But even better, if you can't make it, Owens Pharmacy delivers them for free to your house. That's right, for free to your house. Have your own private pharmacist right there at Owens Pharmacy, a locally owned, locally operated, great second generation great business here. Six locations open Monday through Friday from 9 to 6.
Currently 55 degrees. It's going to be sunny today with temperatures around 79, mostly clear tonight. Welcome to the show this morning. We are talking with about Alateen and the organization of Al-Anon and the extension of Alateen. And with us this morning, we've been talking to a teen who is attending the meetings and the significance of what's happening in her life. And we have some other guests in the studio as well.
Carrie, good morning. Oh, I'm sorry. Jane. I'm sorry, Jane. I've got my people switched here. Jane, good morning.
Good morning. And thank you, Hannah, for doing such a great job. That was really wonderful. And Hannah did mention that alcohol is a disease. Alcoholism is a disease. And it affects the entire family. And it's said that for every one person who's an alcoholic, there are six other people that are directly affected, whether they're coworkers, children, parents. And so it's really a significant problem. And Al-Anon family groups and Alateen is just trying to teach people who are living in those situations or have been in those situations to cope. We give people tools. We don't give advice. We don't tell them what to do. But we do give tools. We have slogans that, easy does it. And children are really affected by this disease, and they often think that it's their fault and that they're somehow responsible. And so by sharing in the meetings, whether they're Al-Anon family groups or Alateen, people learn that they are not alone, that their problems are not unique. And everyone's problems are unique, but someone in the group has had these problems. And if you're living or have been around alcoholism, you may not even know it. You may not even know it. But if you come to, we recommend six meetings, and there are meetings throughout Shasta County. And we have a meeting phone number where you can call and get numbers to get local meetings. And I'd like to give that number now.
Absolutely.
It's area code 530-376-0159, and I'll repeat that, 530-376-0159. And you can call that number and find out where there is an Al-Anon group near you.
Is there a website?
There is a website, and you can put in Al-Anon. It's A-L with a dash, A-N-O-N. Or even without the dash, you'll find it. And you can go to that. You can actually listen to speakers on the website and see if it's for you.
Okay.
So with that, I'd like to turn it over to Carrie.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You can pull that down there. That's okay. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Well, moving back to Alateen, I just want to stress that Alateen and Al-Anon family groups are a worldwide fellowship of especially Alateen members aged 12 through 20. And there are not only meetings for Alateens throughout the country and worldwide, but there's also various conferences and workshops where teens, Alateens, can get together and share their experience, strength, and hope with each other while having fun at the same time. One of the last things I'd like to stress is the security component. Every Alateen meeting, conference, workshop, or gathering consists of teens, Alateens, and verified sponsors. So they're generally closed to what we call outsiders, and only those sponsors that have cleared a background check and other requirements are allowed to interact with the teams. So thank you.
That's good. I think a lot of people were maybe that's resonating with them today, the fact that there is that clearance,
you know,
background check.
And the anonymity, like there's nobody's name that we're using today that are real. Because of just for that reason. And so we're really happy that y'all wanted to come on the show today. And Hannah, I'm reading something here from one of our chat room people. It says that my grandmother was an alcoholic. Sad because I would have loved to have had a grandma. And then she goes on to a couple other things. But it essentially was that. And this disease, how it robs people robs children of having parents and grandparents and brothers and sisters. Is that one of the things that people talk about?
It's hard to say because in my group specifically,
uh-huh. Right.
I don't feel like most people have lost people and to alcoholism, but have left people because of alcoholism.
Oh.
But I'm sure there's...
That's powerful.
But I feel like there's many, many people in different groups who have been robbed from alcoholism and have had people important to them die.
Mm-hmm.
This is what's beautiful about being able to have you come on in the air this morning, because it's bravery in the first place that we're just discussing the fact of what you go in realizing that your father or grandfather or someone you know has a disease, and how to, like you said, get the coping skills of how to figure out how you move through life with this knowledge. And there's a generation, probably two or three generations back, that never talked about these things. So the fact that we are talking about it with you this morning and the other gals, it's a really big thing. You have no idea. It's opening up little doors for people to perhaps want to. It's never too late, right? It's never too late to try to figure it out.
No.
Now, is this something – is this a – an organization, a group that you're going to be with for a long time?
Yes.
Because an alcoholic is always an alcoholic.
Yes. So if an alcoholic seeks recovery and has been in recovery for years, they can still slip back into alcoholism because they always will have that disease.
We have alcoholics in our family, and we understand that. We have people that are in Al-Anon in our family, not our immediate family, but our extended family. And you're right. And it's, but it takes a family of support, like daughters and wives, and, that can help people stay on the line there.
And they are very religious about their meetings. That becomes a religion where, they know that the togetherness in working through issues and problem solving and having this camaraderie is, essential. I can speak of an individual in my own family that goes 6 o'clock every morning, because it's that important.
Yep. Come on back in, Mary.
I'd just like to emphasize that Alateen and Al-Anon, it's not a religious program; it's a spiritual one.
Well, what I'm sure what Linda meant is you go to it religiously in that sense.
Like you would go exercise
every
or run.
Yeah. Right.
You know, it's a commitment. It's something that you know that. Yeah, so that's what I meant by that. But good.
Okay, Hannah.
Clarify.
So this is giving you ways of coping, giving you tools in this, and you seem very optimistic.
Okay. So they give you tools to understand that it's not your fault, and they give you tools to help with sort of thinking more about yourself and not about the drinking.
Uh-huh.
And it's really, really helpful because you start to get a feeling that you can be better even if your parents or grandparents or your friend isn't better.
So it gives you hope.
Mm-hmm. It gives you hope.
It gives you hope. All right. Good. Now, one more time what these numbers are, these phone numbers are for people. And you know what? This is also, if you've got people in your family that need, that you know, you're looking at and you're looking at their kids, maybe this is some way to help them. That you have friends that are alcoholics and it's impacting on their family, that you can help them just by maybe giving the people around the alcoholic this phone number so they can go in and start helping, so they can start gaining those tools. And especially for the children, realize that this is not their fault and that there is hope out there. Hannah, you are a brave, brave little girl, and I'm proud to have you here.
Thank you.
You know, thank you for being here. And what's those numbers again?
Thank you again, Hannah. You really were very, very good at explaining how this works. And those local phone number, local phone number again, where you can find out about the meetings, is area code 530-376-0159. And again, 530-376-0159. And you can look on the website under Al-Anon, A-L-A-N-O-N, and everyone is welcome. That's what we want to stress, is that everyone is welcome to Al-Anon or Alateen. And even if you don't know that there's a problem, sometimes when you just go to five or six meetings and just listen to some of the issues that other people are having, you'll realize that, oh, I'm having some of those same types of reactions to someone's drinking and even using drugs. And so we're here to help. We welcome everyone. It's a very supportive group. And thank you very much for having us on so that we could do a little public announcement.
Well, you know what? This is what we do
here.
Thank
you for coming.
We try to, our community has supported us, and if we can't support our community, what would we be? So, Hannah, thanks
thank
a lot.
You.
Okay, hey, thank you very much for being with us today. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hey, when we get back, let's talk a little bit about what happened with City Council last night.
All right.
Whether it's a 7-year-old battling cancer, a dad injured in a car accident, or me, a mom of two saved by blood transfusions. Every 3 seconds, someone is in need of blood. You don't have to be a doctor, a firefighter, or a police officer to save lives like mine. Donating blood makes you a hero. Contact Blood Centers of the Pacific at our own Reading Shasta Blood Center, 221-0600.
Turtle Bay's third West Coast Biennial Juried Art Exhibition is now open at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. This year's juror, Bonnie Lang Malcolmson from the Portland Art Museum, has selected the pieces for the exhibition. With works in many media, competing artists from California, Oregon, Washington, and Alaska, the West Coast Biennial Juried Art Exhibition is a show you won't want to miss. The exhibition features works from some of the North State and Reading local artists, as well as many other great artists. For the park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, Kathy and I have kind of given up on winter. This warm weather means ethanol-free 93 for all the blowers, weed eaters, and lawnmowers. And start filling those barbecue bottles. We have clear and red diesel at all of our plants. Talk to Sherry if you need CFN or fleet-wide cards, which are accepted over 40,000 locations in the U.S. The delivery trucks are starting to fill tanks for construction and loggers who are starting back to work, so give Danny a call. Northern Lights Energy. We deliver all the products that we sell, or you can pick up at the plant at 3 locations. Johnny and Bobby got 2 more used heaters ready to go. If you'd like a free quote, give us a call. Northern Lights Energy, the old-fashioned way, one customer at a time. In Corning, see Robin, Weaverville, see Joe, and Reading, the rest of us. 241-2196. And thanks a lot.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane.
My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 17 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta County. We've been blessed with over 4,000 customers that have chosen us to be their propane supplier. Our motto is, our customers are warm friends. Speaking of warm, summer is gone and fall is here. Now is the time to consider your propane service for this upcoming winter and give us a call at 365-3793. The price difference could be significant between companies, but price should not be the only consideration. Safety is our first priority, so we perform safety checks when we set a new tank. If dealing with a locally owned, family-operated company is important to you, then please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. Give us a call and let us call you one of our warm friends.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1468. It's a grand day. 55 degrees at 7:32 in the morning, and it is the 18th. Oh, yeah.
It's bigger than you, and you are not me.
Yep, I like that. Thank you so much. What a great way to start our Wednesday morning. And the day after St. Patty's Day, you're waking up this morning and thinking, I'm here. It is a luck of the Irish. Sunny today with temperatures around 79. It's currently 55. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 49. Thursday calls for a high of 80. Thursday night, we get, we're looking for a mostly clear night with temperatures around 51. Now, Friday is our slight chance of rain. And Friday night, again, rain. Saturday brings us back to partly sunny. Saturday night, partly cloudy. And then Sunday night brings us back with a chance of rain. So we love that. Bring it on. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Oh, right. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, right there at 2225 Hilltop Drive, the very best in estate jewelry. And anything else you could possibly imagine. This is Linda's favorite hunting spot. And she goes out to go out to get bubbles. Leonard always has great deals down there, and he has sales going on all the time. 40 years in the business, 20 years at the same spot. Four Winds Jewelry, right across the street from Sierra Gibbs, open Monday through Friday. Go down there about 9 o'clock and see him. Our guest today is
the one, the only, the owner of, proprietor.
The one who mops the floors and makes sure there's – so when you know when somebody owns a business that
towels
they do –
towels are clean.
Yeah, like I do. I go in and I put in paper towels because nobody else obviously knows how to in our bathroom because it's too hard to put paper towels in our bathroom.
Bob did it.
Because it's hard. Because it's government. It's a government entity that you have to be trained for 12 years to put a roll of paper towels into our bathroom.
But when you're a business owner,
and God knows what happens with the toilet paper.
When you're a business owner, like our guest this morning, Joe Adamson from Adamson's Peak Performance. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Carl and Linda.
Hey, how you doing there, buddy?
Good. Carl sounded a little bit emotional about it.
I am. I get into it. I go in there and I go, what is this? What, am I the only one that can do this?
Well, we want to share with our listeners, of course, that, you know, when back in 2008, when Carl and I were engaged to be married, we worked out at Adamson's as a couple.
Yep.
And then since 2008, through where your old gym was off of Bocelli and now where your new gym is, we've had it's our gym of choice. We love your facility. We love your staff. We love your trainers. We just love the gym. And you and Kathy, again, it's your
veritable love fest going on here.
We love having you guys there.
I just want to share with our listeners, because a lot of people just think that you're going to have to go into this like heavy metal, you know, I just say that, this weights and gym and, you know, like, I don't know. Here, it's really an individual, experience.
Yeah, we try our best not to have that heavy metal feeling, to let people just come in and feel great and just have a motivational feel motivated from the minute they walk in.
It's true, and everybody knows your name. You feel, again, it's just we have a lot of people that we know now that are going there, and it's just the people, and again, so what is your, why would you share with our listeners what your specialty is?
Well, we consider ourselves a training gym. In other words, a gym that specializes in training of individuals, whether it be large group personal training, small group personal training, individual one-on-one training. Many of our clients come there specifically to be educated, trained, to be held accountable. Versus a mainstream gym where you more or less just come pay a membership and rent the usage of the equipment.
Exactly. So here's, you know, here's your monthly thing and just here's the, here's your card. Yeah. See you, you know, yeah. when we see
you.
You
may come in, you may not.
Well, why are there reasons that people don't start? What are the reasons?
There's a lot of reasons, and I'm going to give you guys the first one that you can probably relate to, and probably many of your intelligent, hardworking listeners can relate to, and it's I'm too busy.
You know? Hello, we're guilty of that, but there are days that you just go, I'm sorry, I have to get my workout in.
Right. You know, people have this preconception that they got to work out, you know, 5 days a week, 2 hours a day, and it's just not the case. Most people can figure out a way to get 3 days of 45 minutes of exercise in.
And that's, and you know what, and I hate to use it as an excuse, but it is. When you're running a business or starting another business or running three businesses like a lot of people do.
Yeah.
Or work from eight to five.
To get it's very difficult to do 5 days a week, 2 hours a day. Now, some people can do it, and I applaud their discipline.
Absolutely.
But being able to come down, and this is my workout schedule, I go in there 45 minutes to an hour, 3 days a week.
Yeah.
I had to really frankly ice my whole body down the other day because I was so pumped up. I was so pumped up. They had to open the doors a little bit wider just so my shoulders and my guns could get through there. But I'm kidding about that. But the 45 minutes, three times a week is very doable.
Absolutely.
What are some of the other reasons people don't besides being busy?
I'll do it tomorrow. The procrastination reason. It's so easy. Getting started is the hardest part. And you guys probably realize that when you've dropped off for a little bit, getting back in there
right.
that first day. So procrastination is huge.
Mm-hmm. And then maybe is there a little shame around procrastinating?
Oh, absolutely. I think shame and fear. Mm-hmm. You know, what happens? You know, what do I do? How are they going to look at me? Mm-hmm. Even what are the people in the gym that I know? What are they going to say when they come back in? And I haven't been there for 3 months. Mm. So, yeah, I think there's that
3 months. How about for 6 months I come back in? Everybody, you know what? They threw me a coming home party. You know what? And Adam says, hey, they carried me around. Hey, look, we got some new ones just for you, Carl. Hey, and here's your locker. We kept it. And it has a little hey, welcome home Carl on it. I mean, come on.
Absolutely.
Okay, so Joe Adamson is our guest this morning from Adamson's Peak Performance. What are some reasons people do start on an exercise program?
I think the most legitimate and most important one is I want to feel better. You know, after you've just not been exercised, our bodies are made to move and to work and to physically be active. And when you haven't been doing anything, you just don't feel good. Maybe medical issues are starting to set in. Maybe you're right on the verge of problems. And so I think it starts with I want to feel better.
That's just the bottom line. Yeah. I mean, you can't get any more straight and bottom line than that.
Well, you know, there's something about we have survived through all these centuries because of it's survival of the fittest. Let's just take it all the way down to that survival of the fittest. Now we've come up with all these great things you can do to that make you live longer. But if you're fit, you're going to live longer and your life's better. Your sex life is better. You look better. You feel better about yourself. I mean, you don't look away when you go past the mirror when you get out of the shower. You go, oh, look at that. Look, there's a muscle there.
Well,
you
it's know. Nice to look down and see your toes.
Yeah. Well, that, yeah. you know, yeah. it was like they said, is that. It was like the woman said the other night, and she said, I painted my husband's toes one night when he was snoring, and he didn't know for 3 or 4 days because he couldn't see his feet.
Well, you guys have already segued into a second one, and that is I want to look better. Once you get feeling a little bit better, you kind of think, oh, hey, I'd like to look a little bit better. Mm-hmm. I'd like to look good in the mirror. I'd like to look good when I go out to eat, and that's huge. That's huge.
I think a test for women is right now when you start to think about houseboat season, swimsuit season, even if you could put one of those little things around your waist that, you know, what are they called? Swimsuit cover-ups. That, you, want to go probably try on a swimsuit and then work out for a while and then go back and try on swimsuits again and see that your body's shifted and that you've been kind to yourself because, you know, it is what it is.
That is super exciting for people to see when they go and they try on a new swimsuit or a new pair of jeans and all of a sudden, you know, they look in the mirror and they fit and it's a size smaller. That brings tears to their eyes sometimes.
The belt goes over to the next belt loop.
Absolutely.
Well, we have a couple minutes left in this segment, Joe. Can you share a story with somebody you know wouldn't mind? You have to say their names, but maybe right. something recently that's right. happened with a shift in one of somebody who works out at the gym.
Sure, absolutely. First of all, I want to say that it can be life-changing. And that sounds a little corny. You're like, well, how can just getting in shape be life-changing? But, you know, our physical, our spiritual, our emotional is all tied together. So if someone comes into the gym, they're out of shape, they don't like the way they look, it can, you know, and they get in shape. So here's an example. We had one gal that would drop off her son at the gym and sit in the car and wait for her son to finish up. So she just sat there. She had no intention of ever coming to the gym. But one of my trainers kept going out to the car, you know, week after week for, I don't know, 2, 3, 4 weeks.
Taking her ice cream cones.
Yeah.
No.
And this was Amy, so you can probably believe
okay.
it.
Oh, okay.
And she'd roll down her window, hey, come on in, come on in. Well, finally, this woman came into the gym. We got her started on an exercise program. And 2 or 3 years later, she looks amazing. She feels amazing. Her life has literally changed.
Well, you know, again, you look at to stay healthy, it's diet.
Those are miracle, beautiful
rest,
stories.
And exercise. That's it. There's three things.
Yeah.
And diet, rest, and exercise.
And exercise will
stress reduction.
Well, yeah. but that's what exercise
that's
can
true.
Do.
That's
and,
true.
And resting, sleeping can also reduce stress. If you're under stress, you don't sleep well.
People underestimate the importance of sleep. It is huge.
And is it not a proven fact that when you exercise, that helps you to sleep?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It you know, as long as you're not exercising the hour right. before you go to bed.
Well, there's various things you can do. And one of the things, you work out during the day, and mm-hmm. then you turn off all the electronics and anything that mm-hmm. emits waves.
Absolutely.
Like an hour before you
go to bed.
We're
working on that.
Well,
we're
and we did it last night.
We are not
and
quite there
Linda,
yet.
Linda whined about it, and I said, no, we're turning it off. And we did, and then we looked at each other for a while, and then we both passed out.
We're working on
that's
that.
That's a
but
good point, Carl.
Out.
That is very true. I'm working on it, too.
Yeah.
That's a hard one.
Yeah.
Okay,
we like to watch TV and we like to watch movies and TV and we're on our iPad and we talk about, you know, what we're doing the next day and, you know, watch our little taped series. I can't watch The Voice and get all excited. I get my adrenaline pumping on The Voice. That's in bed.
Yeah.
Okay, so what time is that? Till 10? Uh-uh.
Nope.
So.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Our guest, Joe Adamson from Adamson Speak Performance. I want to remind everybody, though, that the Honor Flight for Northern California is going to have a fundraiser this Saturday, March the 21st, a spaghetti dinner fundraiser at the Veterans Memorial Building at 1605 Yuba Street. Now, they've got a bunch of baskets there are going to be raffling off, as well as two guns. All the money goes to help take our World War II veterans back to the World War II monument back in Washington, D.C. It's a great, great effort by Tom and Debbie Johnson here. So, again, spaghetti dinner, it's going to be sponsored by Classy Cafe. And tickets are available at Classy Cafe, 2427 Athens, right here in Reading. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott.
If you take multiple prescriptions, you know the hassle of renewing prescriptions as they run out. Every prescription is another trip to the pharmacy. Oh, it could be 3 or 4 or 5 trips in a month. Now, Owens Pharmacy can make your life easier with MedSense. It's a new service that adjusts your pill count so that all your prescriptions renew on the same day. One date to renew all your prescriptions for 30 or 90 days. And it's automatic. So you don't need to remember it. And you won't run out. Save time. Save gas. Save the hassle. Let us make your life easier. Call Owens Pharmacy today to sign up for MedSync. Imagine the time you'll save. Call 1-800-MY-OWENS and we'll give you one less thing to remember.
Owens Pharmacy, making your life easier.
Hello, this is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. Join me every second Saturday at 10 a.m. for Positively Healthy Radio. We discuss almost any health topic you can think of from a different point of view than a pill for every ill and a potion for every emotion. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to have more energy? Would you like to avoid the headaches, sicknesses, infections, and diseases that so many are seeming to get? We talk about all those topics and more every second Saturday. Join us at 10 a.m. on 1460 KCNR.
Saturday, March 21st at Wind River Casino. Join Sovereign Minds and Jefferson State of Mind radio programs for the third annual banquet and fundraiser. A night of fun and guns, friends, and family. Come and have dinner. Auction includes a John Deere Gator ATV, gun raffles, and many other prizes. Call 221-0101 to get your tickets. Seating is limited. 221-0101.
Don't label us left or right.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. You know what? Bastiani Arms has any type of pistol or long rifle you could possibly want. If they don't have it, they can order it for you. They pride themselves on customer service, and there are no set hours there. Of course, they're open till, say, 6 o'clock at night, but if a customer's in there, they're going to help them because that's what they do. They're locally owned, locally operated. Give them a call at 222-8222, Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Hey, I've got some tickets to give away for Shasta College is doing this great play called One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Tonight through Saturday, and then Sunday, March the 22nd, and then next week. And these tickets are good for any time. Give us a call at 605-4567. I have two to give away, but I could give away four if you have two friends you want to take with you. 605-4567. The time is 10 minutes till 8. It's 55 degrees out there today. We're going to have a great day. Weather brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And now we're here not only with Joe Adamson from Adamson's Peak Performance, but now the nutritionist, Amy.
Hello, good morning.
Talk right in there.
Hello, good morning. Morning.
All right, you know, we've been talking about why it's kind of tough for people to get into exercise routines. A lot of it's time, a lot of it's just procrastination.
Yeah.
But what we said the three things are is a diet, it's rest, and exercise. So you're kind of into the nutrition side of it.
Yes.
You know, what can you tell people if they just want to kind of have what if they want, and they get up in the morning and they want energy that's going to take them through the day? How would you tell them to eat?
Oh, you've got to start with breakfast. First thing you want to do when you wake up in the morning is a full glass of water. Get that. That's kind of like the light switch for your metabolism. So get that light switch turned on. And then you've got to have a breakfast that is full of some protein and carbohydrates. So I always tell people, you know, eggs and some fruit. Get good quality whole grains. I love the Ezekiel sprouted grain bread. Now, a sprouted grain bread goes from the grain to a dough rather than going from into a milled flour. So it's like a better, wholer, more alive bread. You want to make sure you always have at least like a palm size of protein in the mornings. You got to have that food in the morning to get the brain going. You've got to have the carbohydrates in the morning to get the brain going.
Well, I know I'll share with our listeners, and I got your okay on this, is that we wake up at, you know, 5 o'clock, 5:15. I'll go kind of zombie out into the kitchen, right. Scramble some eggs. have some Raisin Toast,
yeah,
and some orange juice, take our vitamins, get ready to go. And it's I got to have eggs in the morning, because otherwise it just, I don't feel like I've got my brain food. So exactly. Thank you for that. And also I want to share with our listeners that I am taking Amy's classes. And what I love about Amy is that she will work with you, like if you've got a back issue or an injury or a knee issue, you don't have to do this hardcore pounding anything. That's what's great about the personal trainers at Adamson Sill. They'll work with you around your injuries and help you with just a modification of a slight whatever it is, mm-hmm, so that you can come back the next day stronger.
Right, right. It's about, you know, making sure that you have a successful exercise program. So, you know, making sure that we account for the injuries or any imbalances so that when you work out efficiently. This morning, my client made a comment about how he really appreciates having a personal trainer just because he doesn't always know when he's off with his form. And he really appreciates, because he knows when I correct him, he can really feel that difference.
Now, you can still work out at Adamson's, Joe, without, I mean, you don't need a personal trainer, but, you know, here's just what I would recommend is if you're getting back into it for the first time, I mean, for, it's been a long time. Hey, you know, here I'm in my 40s and I used to be really active when I was young, but now I've gotten out of shape. And if you don't work out for a year, things can, or, you know, for several years, things can happen to your body. I've always thought if you get somebody in there to help you, you know, start off at a minimum, at least get you started.
Absolutely.
The programs. I mean, it's well worth the money.
Yeah, if you're gonna have a trainer, the initial portion is the absolutely the best time to do it. We start out with an assessment, assessing their movement so that we can see any potential injuries before they even happen.
Well, you know, and that's a big thing too, because a lot of us last year, I was lifting and I managed to just damage all parts of my shoulder. Because I was really pushing hard. This time, I went back and I said, maybe I'll just get somebody to help me this time. And it completely changed the way I was lifting, in the sense of just changing. A lot of times it's just changing your hand positions on a bar. Mm-hmm. And the other thing, too, that I've really gotten into is it's not the machines we're using. We're using kettlebells and we're using your own body weight and you're using lunges. And, you know, it's things like that that I didn't know about, because they have so many new ways of torturing yourself.
Yeah, functional exercise is kind of one of the new buzzwords. And basically it's a lot of fun toys. We incorporate a lot of things besides the old school, weight equipment, big machines, and they're fun, functional equipment. And the idea behind it is it has a quicker, faster, better application to real life.
Great. And I know with Amy, in Amy's class, like I said, there's a couple girls in the class that have back issues. Mm-hmm. And Amy works with us. Like, this might be written down, but we're going to modify that for you. We're going to do this. Now, Amy, how long have you been at Adamson's? And tell us about your nutritional background.
Okay. I've been at Adamson's going on, I think 8 years. And I have a degree in nutrition. I've been a nutritionist for about 16 years. I went to Chico State. I'm also certified through Precision Nutrition as a nutrition specialist. So it's my passion. I can remember back in eighth grade starting to care about my nutrition, being an athlete in just junior high, and knowing that it took good nutrition to perform better on the courts. So that's kind of what inspired me back then, and it's just been a passion basically my whole life. Yeah.
Is there anything people should avoid on a daily basis?
Skipping meals. I really.
Is it better to eat the six meals a day, smaller meals? Just
you know, you kind of gotta find what's gonna work for you. So here's the biggest thing: I don't want more than 5 hours to go by without you putting something in your system, because that actually will slow your metabolism down. So I need you to turn it on in the morning. I need you to have breakfast. You're better off loading more food in the beginning of your day, and you will have energy to get through the day. And I think what America tends to do is they grab a cup of coffee and they're out the door, and then they're not eating. And so what happens is their caloric intake gets bigger and bigger as their day goes on, and it needs to actually flip over. And they should have the majority of your calories should be within those like first four meals if you're eating six times a day. But, you know, you can still manage to do four decent meals in your day. Just please don't let more than 5 hours go by, because now you're causing detriment to your metabolism.
Okay.
It's kind of like having, you know, wood on a fire. if you don't keep putting that kindling on that fire is going to go out. So that food is like the kindling for your metabolism to keep it burning.
So what do you say to your girlfriends that maybe don't really share the enthusiasm of breakfast in the morning, that get up and just really want to have their coffee and you just are like, wait a minute, don't you understand? I mean, how do you share with them, like, why don't you think that this would be better?
Well, a lot of times it's just getting them to try something and to see that difference in their energy levels. And so for many people, and even myself, having to be at the gym at 6 a.m. in the morning, you know, when you're waking up, it's get up, get ready, get going. So there are times when I will make my breakfast the night before. There are times when I will do a protein shake or a, you know, meal replacement shake. And that's really helpful because we've got these great quality protein powders at the gym, .fit, and it mixes so easy with water. I can put 2 scoops in my container, add water to it, shake it, drink it on my way into work, and I know I'm getting 35 grams of carbohydrates and 20 grams of protein. So I'm getting myself a nice basic meal that's not stressing my system out or making me feel like, oh, I'm just not hungry. But for me, the biggest thing is I actually prepare the night before. I make my breakfasts the night before, so they're actually a grab and go in the morning. And then shakes, I can't emphasize enough how much they can really be helpful if you don't tend to want to eat in the morning.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, Joe, last thoughts here.
Well, I particularly want to say thank you to you and Linda for and to your whole team here at KCNR for participating with us, for partnering with us in the success of Adamson Speak Performance. It's great to be affiliated with you guys.
Absolutely.
Oh, isn't that nice? You know,
where's the new gym?
The new gym is at 3050 C Street, right off Hartnell. We have a huge, nice, new, motivating, awesome new gym, so come see
us. It's great. You know, you have spinning rooms. You've got, you know, different types of exercise room. We have friends that go there that hit the heavy bag and work with a little grappling and you know, exercise like that, a little MMA. You know, not nobody's walking out of there bleeding with their nose sideways.
No.
The whole thing is the being able to work out in different ways. Again, the functional type exercise is superb. I'm really I think that's really great, and you know, it's just different ways you can work out and help your body. So thanks a lot for being here.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
We love being here.
Yeah. You know what? We're going to have Sheriff Tomasenko, who is in the area here, who is smiling. We can't get the smile off his face because he's got 5 new deputies, new cars, new service people, so we can actually have protection throughout the county for the first time in 15 years. So, you know, Sheriff Tom, you ought to be smiling. We need a big shout out to the Board of Supervisors. But we're going to have Sheriff Tom here in just a second, Basinko, and talk about it. Last night, just to mention it quickly, I was at the city council last night. And you know what? It was really fascinating to watch the things that happened there. Tomorrow we're going to have Walt McNeil, who is an attorney, who was at the meeting there last night, to come on and just talk about what he saw there too. In talking about policing, the chief got 4 new policemen for the community policing program. What a great, great move by the city council. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is praising the new budget plans unveiled by Senate Republicans.
It's a budget that controls spending, reduces the deficit, and improves programs like Medicaid. It's a budget that will support economic growth and more opportunity for hardworking families while protecting our most vulnerable citizens.
Minority Leader Harry Reid, meanwhile, says the budget protects tax breaks for the wealthy while it does nothing to help America's poor and middle class. House Speaker John Boehner calling on Hillary Clinton to hand over the email server she used as Secretary of State, saying it could contain important information about the attack in Benghazi.
That's why it's so important for Secretary Clinton to turn over her personal server to a neutral third party. That I think this is the fairest way to make sure that we have all the documents that belong to the public and ultimately all the facts.
Relief workers who've been able to reach Vanuatu's outer island say that Cyclone Pam has left a flat landscape and widespread destruction. This man lives in the capital city of Port Vila.
This moment we are short.
We're short of food, and the water is not really good for drinking, but we have to do something.
Teams of aid workers and government officials have already delivered medical and sanitation supplies, water, food, and shelter. Amid an historic drought in California, the State Water Resources Control Board voted yesterday to extend and expand restrictions on water use. Marty Grimes of Almaden Valley Nursery in San Jose telling KGO he does think it's a good idea.
Especially in the summer, most water is used outdoors. So it's really the way we can save water fairly easily is by cutting water outdoors. So we can make sure we have enough for those essential indoor uses.
And this is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
20 years of debt management services, nearly $100 million saved in finance charges. It's Trinity's 20th anniversary, and these are just a few of the milestones we're celebrating as we begin our third decade of helping people become debt-free for keeps.
My name is Mike. Trinity brought us relief by greatly reducing our interest and consolidating our bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment.
Call 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
The Presbyterian Church USA has approved a new definition of marriage that includes homosexual marriage. We get more from SRN's Ken Lorman.
The denomination is now the largest Protestant group to recognize so-called same-sex marriage as Christian and allow same-sex weddings church-wide. The new definition was endorsed last year by the denomination's top legislative body as an amendment to the church constitution. The change required approval from the majority of regional bodies or presbyteries.
That is SRN's Ken Lorman reporting. A key international economic monitor is raising its forecast for global economic growth this year a little higher. The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development now expects 4% annual growth in overall gross domestic product. It says plunging oil prices and the European Central Bank's monetary stimulus are helping to buttress growth, but it also warns that a total reliance on loose monetary policy could strain the overall financial system. This is SRN News. Wary of head trauma, San Francisco 49ers linebacker Chris Borland is leaving football. And not even the promise of NFL stardom and piles of cash could change his mind. Former Miami Dolphins running back Mercury Morris says it's a wise move.
I'm glad to see that this kid simply quit. And people are going, well, how could you do this? How could you quit like this? How could you just walk away from the game? Because I want to walk, and because I want, when I get older, I want to be here. And I want to be able to be cognizant of the fact that I am here.
So now, after one stellar rookie season, Borland says he is hanging up his cleats at age 24. Lindsey Vonn has increased her record-high total number of World Cup victories to 7 with a win today at World Cup competition in Marbella, France. Vonn finished about a quarter of a second ahead of the runner-up. She already held the world record for World Cup victories. This is Vonn's overall 66th career win. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 8:06 in the morning here on March the 18th. Good morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. What's the weather look like today there, Linda?
It's currently 57 degrees in the downtown studios. This a good Wednesday morning. Yes, it's hump day.
That's okay. We don't need to play it, okay? We don't need to play it.
Oh, finally, you burn out on that. Sunny, it's going to be 80 degrees today. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 49. Tomorrow looks like it's 80 again. Thursday night is 51, and now we move into a slight chance of rain on Friday, getting sunny again with our temperatures on Saturday. It's going to be partly sunny with around 70, and then Sunday night again, chance of rain, mostly cloudy with lows around 49, and that's kind of a little bit of our detailed forecast through Sunday. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Each and every time you read the weather, Shasta Gas Propane sponsors it, where they're locally owned and operated. They give senior and veteran discounts. We love these guys. Give them a call at
365-3793.
Thank you very much.
Because I just took everything and moved it over here.
That's all right.
You know what?
The paves would be flying if it were on this end.
Well, I know, but you did it last time. And sometimes.
Sometimes I can do it by heart.
Well, sometimes I can too, but then for some reason, something I've said 1,000 times, 15,000 times, it just comes up in front of me and I won't get it. Now look, this weekend too, on Saturday, March the 21st, is a fundraiser, third annual banquet and fundraiser for Sovereign Minds and Jefferson State of Mind. It's going to be at Wind River Casino. Doors open at 4:30, and they've got a tremendous amount of things going on down there. All types of guns and goodies that are going to be raffled off. You can become a table sponsor for $400. Couples can go for $50. If you buy, if you're a table sponsor, you also get a $300 raffle ticket package.
Ooh.
It's great. Now these shows are on our station, Jefferson State of Mind and Sovereign Minds, are on Sunday mornings from 8 to 11. You know, two different shows. You want to get tickets, head on down to Jones Fort or give a call to 221-0101. North State Consultants, Inc. Big shout out to, let's do print or go to print and also the Wind River Casino for the things they do. Now, before we get to Sheriff Tom, I want to talk just a couple of things. Benjamin Netanyahu yesterday pulled out, it looks like, a victory in Israel. That talk about a come from behind, and he ends up winning 30 seats, which is kind of like a landslide when you talk about the parliament in Israel. Now he needs 60 to govern, so he's putting together a coalition of other organizations, all who won a few seats in the parliament. But the his main opposition, a liberal group, conceded their defeat to him. And this is kind of really, really important because this is the man that came over and addressed our Congress, our assembled Congress, about what's going on in the Middle East. Of course, it was poo-pooed by the Obama administration. Other people were saying, oh, my God, how can you do this? Well, what it did was it gave the other side of what Obama is purporting to do with Iran. And every time you turn around, more people tied to ISIS. Tunisia has an attack. In Syria, there's another attack on people from out of the ISIS groups. It gave a different viewpoint than what we've been getting. And you know what? He hit up home run with the speech. And if you don't think that what happens in Israel and the Middle East around there is affecting us, of course you have not been paying attention.
Okay. Also, in one of the major articles, 5 ways victory for Israel's Netanyahu matters. Number one, Iran nuclear talks. Number two, Palestinian state. Number three, Israeli state settlements. Number four, U.S. relations, and number five is Israel's economy.
And the other thing too, we're having a guest on next week who has spent many visits to Israel. Is not an Israeli,
and a lifetime of studying,
right? And nor is he Jewish. And what he's going to do, he's going to lay out where Israel came from. And how this happened. In fact, the term Palestinian was used by both Jewish and Arabs. Up until after 1948, if you can believe that. So he's going to kind of give a history and what happened, how we got to this area right here with why are these battles going on. And it's going to be, I think it'll be fascinating for you. He dropped off some of his literature and I've been reading it, and it's very interesting. And what it's going to do is, like I said, I hope it's going to kind of, give enough information so you can see how this started and why we're here at this right now, in case you've been thinking, that it's been going on forever. That's not necessarily true. And in fact, you're going to hear about treaties that awarded all of the, including Jordan, the land, including Jordan to the Israelis or the Jewish people, back in the, right after World War I. It's really fascinating to listen to this. Okay, enough of that. One last thing is We're going to have more water restrictions. The city council voted on it, but a lot of people talking about it in the chat room. I frankly, the way I'm going to do it, honey, is we're going to put a valve into the shower. And I'm going to do my I'll do my bathing in Martha and John's swimming pool next door. I'm just going to go over with my I have the gray type of soap. You know, it doesn't really hurt the water. I'm just going to pop on over there, dip into the water, soap myself up, dip off, and then come on back through the fence.
Well, I think we're pretty we conserve water. We've cut back a lot.
Yeah. Anyway, okay. But talking about victories.
Yay!
We are here with Sheriff Tom Basinko, who yesterday went in front of the Board of Supervisors. I'm sure that this has been prepped. The prep fires had already happened. But you went in front of the Board of Supervisors saying, I need your help.
That's exactly right. Back in November, December, I talked about having a workshop after the first of the year.
Uh-huh.
And then the board also, after the first of the year, talked about having a workshop as well. We put it together. My thanks to my support staff, my undersheriff, and everybody for helping with me with that. And then we presented our needs. Clear back in 2000, we used to have, just on the street, we had about 94 deputies. And then over the years to present, we've declined to about 78 deputies.
Now, that's 78 deputies to handle how many miles?
3,850 square miles total for the county. Then you have to subtract about 10-20 square miles for the various cities in the county.
So 3,600 square miles,
roughly.
And how many people? How many sheriff's deputies did you have on patrol?
Those were boots on the ground right then for that. Because it was the deputies' civil unit that does our evictions, and plus all of them on patrol.
Okay, but how many per shift? I should have said.
Back then, probably about 6-7 per shift.
Back then.
And that's an estimate because we didn't have those records.
Right. And that was back in the
2000s, late 90s, early 2000s.
So you had 6 to 8 per shift.
Yeah.
Okay, and now?
Now there's usually 4 on a day shift and 2 to 3 on a night shift.
So you've got 3 deputies for 37
For the Redding Basin. Bernie, there's only 2 on till 3 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
And so that's what this did at the workshop. We got 5 deputies and 2 support staff. Bernie has not had 24-hour coverage for probably over 15 years due to budget cuts.
Right.
And so
Shingletown.
Shingletown added a resident deputy as well.
Now, when they say resident deputy, Tom, what do you mean by that?
Try and get the person to live there as a true resident. Right now we have a person assigned to that spot, but he commutes. He lives down here. And it's tough because if they get established, most people don't want to move. But they'll be specifically assigned for that Shingletown area. And that'll boost that by another deputy and having 2.
So they'll have 2 up there. So they'll have 24 hours a day?
No, they won't be 24/7 up there. But they'll have increased coverage.
Okay.
Well, that's nice because we were up in Shingletown.
And then a couple down here for the Redding Basin as well. Right. So that takes care of the 5. Carl's getting panicky. We're coming up on our break here.
Carl never gets panicky. Right. Carl's just telling
Tom?
You know what? When I say break like this, it is just a suggestion to you two.
Yeah, he doesn't like the word panic. But anyway, Tom, take us out.
Okay. We'll be back in a few minutes after our words from our sponsor. Carl will be talking about who's going to be sponsoring the break. So thanks, everybody, for listening.
That's right, and that's Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years. You know, for somebody who's been doing this for 5 years. Anyway, for over 20 you know, Tom gets on. He gets on the computer.
Going.
He comes in. We could just say, a couple of times I've just wanted to call in when Tom was going to be on the show and just say, just tell Tom it's his. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service to all makes and models of any type of heating and air conditioners. It's getting warm, 80s, you know, spring's here, officially Friday. You know, what you can count on is hot weather. And so what you need to do, and a rise in electrical prices, it's just going to happen. So what you need to do is make sure that your system is running efficiently and effectively, and Alliance Heating and Air can do that for you. Give them a call at 221-2642, or check out their website, homecomfort.org. You know, the people that support us like this, like Alliance Heating and Air, Shasta Regional, everybody, Northern Lights, Energy, everybody that supports us. I hope that you all will go in and use their services because they provide a way for us to have a community voice out here. We'll be right back after these messages.
For a tax professional that truly understands taxes and can review your investments to help lower your tax bill, call Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. Tom specializes in tax preparation for businesses and investors. Whether you have a business and want to lower your tax liabilities, or are an investor that would like to lower the taxes you pay on your investments, you want an experienced, compassionate advisor like Tom Wood at the Advice Center. Call Tom at 244-7526 for top quality tax preparation, or this month, Tom's offering a free investment review to see if your investments are tax efficient. Call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. For experienced tax preparation, a free investment review, or any of your tax, financial, or insurance needs, call 244-PLAN or go to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
Orchard Nutrition Center's creed is their promise, to offer only the highest quality products that follow strict manufacturing guidelines, because you deserve to live life to the fullest. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition has always believed that we are all in it together, because the food you eat is a lot more than just a daily activity. The things you consume affect every aspect of your life. Orchard Nutrition Center hosts many exciting educational events throughout the year, including seminars each month featuring experts who present the latest information on a variety of health and nutritional topics. The main focus is on helping you understand how your body works and how to live healthy. These seminars are a great way to learn interesting information in person, and there's always an opportunity to ask questions and really get clarification from the experts. Bring your friends and family. Reservations are not required, but seating is limited. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook for seminar schedules, speakers, and topics. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly, local Whole Foods store.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes. Smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
To honor our local World War II veterans, join Classic Cafe's Kathy and Millie on March 21st at 5 p.m. for their scrumptious spaghetti dinner. It's a fundraiser for Shasta County's Community Honor Flight. It'll be held at the Veterans Memorial Hall in Reading. The cost is $15. There's going to be lots of prizes, drawings, great food. Tickets can be bought at the Classic Cafe, 2427 Athens Avenue, or you can call 357-3380.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Let's get it started in here. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. The time is 8:21 and 10 seconds. See, we are trying to be precise
here.
57.3 degrees today. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hey,
Lady Bott and the Bluebirds.
April 2nd. Mark your calendars. Make reservations, 243-3377. We have Pat Karch on keyboards, Bobby Veramontes on drums, Bruce Kalin on stand-up bass, and my special guest is going to be Joe Larson on trombone. really going to be an exquisite night of jazz, great music. You know, it's free. Come into Elements Lounge. We're from 7 to 9. They've got great dinners. You can have steak and lobster. Last time they had it for $15, and everybody raved about it.
Wow.
So it's a really fun night. So come out and enjoy the music. I really feel very lucky to be able to have where I can do my music in Elements with these great musicians, be able to just bring the music forward and you know, Wind River. So there you go. April 2nd.
And they have their new resort motel there, too.
Oh, my gosh. Resort, casino, and hotel, yeah.
There's, you know, people talk about the smoking, but it's only like, smoking is only in 30% of the casino. When you get in the Elements, for me, it was, I didn't even notice it. And they have it, you know, with a lot of air conditioning going on there. But give a call to 243-3377. Ask for Romance on the River at Elements Lounge. Tom, you got to come join us here for one of these.
Yeah.
I think you'd have a good time. You don't have to dance. You can just
bring your bride. Make it not official.
Yeah. The boy, Pat Cart, she gets to a lot of different events, too,
on the
keyboards.
Yep.
He does. Okay. All right. Sheriff Tom Basinko, yesterday, of course, it's in the news and everything. And if you died right now, Tom, it would take a mortician 12 days to get the smile off your face.
That's true. You know, and what's a good thing is we already have five people in the process of being hired, five for the deputy sheriff positions. And so that's really nice. We redone our hiring process to where we can shorten the timeline for the hiring.
How do you do that? Because we talked about
what
this
we did
before.
Is usually,
you know, you had a real problem last time. I mean, mm-hmm. you had applicants, but it took you forever because all the things that, you know, all the grommets.
Different steps. And usually you have to apply for the job, and then that's open for a month. And then after that, you have to schedule testing, usually a written test. And so that you put out 2 to 3 weeks after that. Then you, after that, you have to wait for the test to be graded. Then you schedule oral boards. Well, this takes like, I don't know, 3 to 6 month process to get all that done. We said, you know what? We want to condense it down into 1 day. And so we're doing mega testing in 1 day. The applications will still be open. And then once we schedule the test, they're taking a written test. They're working on grading it right there. And then they'll move into an oral board panel interview for the successful applicants that completed the test. After the oral board, then they'll do a physical ability test. And that shaves several months off the testing procedure.
We talked about this a couple months ago and the things you were doing to change this. Well, that right there, like you said, saves 6 months in the hiring process. You do it all in 1 day, and you can look at them. And the other thing, too, you can look at them under stress.
Yeah.
I mean,
and then the hiring process, if they're from out of town, they don't have to keep making trips back and forth.
Right.
Today's millennial applicants usually want to get things done yesterday, and so that speeds it up for them as well. And then if we get them hired, we're only not doing well on hiring. Over the last year, we've had like 810 applicants total for the sheriff's office. Out of that, we've hired just a few, and we're only looking
less
at
than
about
10%.
Yes, we're looking at about 1.6% success rate.
1.6. Okay.
Yes, and you see people washing out. They have drugs in their background, hard drug use. We've had some people applying for a correctional officer job that had gang affiliations, so that's not good.
Been smoking marijuana.
Yeah,
I remember that when you go, well, yeah, I might have smoked a little bit because I was a little nervous.
And then some we even get that they're being dishonest on their background information, and we find out that they've omitted stuff and been untruthful on things. And this is a job of high standards, integrity, and honesty. It's what you stand on. And so we can't have someone like that even lying in the application process.
I mean, if they're lying about that, then, you know, it's just easier for them to lie later. Sheriff, the okay. Now, not only that, but you also, unless it's not a secret, we pay less here.
We do. We've
and
talked
so
about that yesterday.
You lose people. Yeah, you lose people to
In
that.
Fact, right now, there's a young man. We hired him last year, trained him. And the training process for field training is about 6 months.
You mean after he got out of the school? Or
after he got out of the academy. We got him hired up, trained him. He's been working here about a year now. And then he's had a job offer at Reading Police Department. And so he'll be very 99.9% going over there. We lost a lot of very good deputies that went to work for Reading PD because they pay a lot more.
Yeah, well, yeah, they do. And you're out there risking your life, and you're taking a look at it and thinking, well, if I'm going to do this because I love helping the public and all that.
We had a couple officers leave and went to work for an agency up in Oregon over the last few months, too.
Since we've been here, I don't know how many stories I've heard that, you know, things like just going down and now they're getting more money as a probation officer or something and, you know, things.
And now, there's a big expense, too, just in the hiring process and training that you have invested in these individuals. And then they get some experience working here and then leave. And so that's a hurt because you're always in the hiring process and there's money to expend there.
Well, again, you know, I go back to this one thing is, you know, it seems like the military would just be a happy hunting ground for you and that you would have, things you're sending down to the transition people at different bases and say, hey, up here you could be a sheriff's deputy, you know, here's the, use your GI Bill and go through the academy.
Right.
Because I think you could probably use your GI Bill and go through the academy.
You can.
Okay, so
some people
use
don't.
Your GI Bill and go through the academy and then, you know, sign your papers beforehand. As soon as you finish the academy, come back and go to work.
Mm-hmm. We've done some recruiting at the academies. There's two nearby, one down in Oroville at Butte College and one over in Eureka at College of the Redwoods. Those are the two nearby ones. And then there's one in Sacramento as well, and then they're spread out. There's one down near Stockton and Modesto and some other places.
What about the military, though? Do you have...
Military would be good. I mean, those are young men and women. We haven't been successful in recruiting them. I don't know if they move into other aspects of it, but the military has Shore Patrol, MPs, and then if they can get the academy, and even as the MPs, a lot of their academy training is very similar to law enforcement, at least on the arrest techniques and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But then they have to learn, of course, our state laws and get the academy.
You're probably not really intent on them using a squad automatic weapon to open a door when you're going through, probably.
Depends on the door.
Well, that's what I meant, though. I think they can use their GI Bill. I think
they can. I believe they can, absolutely.
And so I see that, as, especially with them forcing all these people out and the unemployment rate in veterans is
high. And even if they're... maybe not interested in patrol work. We have the jail for our correctional deputies that are in the jail that do a very valuable job there. And so it's great to honor our veterans and try and employ them as well. And we have a number of veterans working for us.
All right. Our guest is Sheriff Tom Basenko. We're talking about the hiring of deputies. He's just been able, the board of supervisors, God bless him, just said we're going to find $918,000 to hire five deputies, buy two cars, and two support people to have to actually kind of bring back policing throughout all of Shasta County. People are going to go, you know what, here's the thing is, Tom, you're going to probably get a phone call that says, hey, there's some guy driving a sheriff's car up here, did you know that? And you're going to go, yeah, he's your new deputy. Because they haven't seen one in a year. So
More than a year, yeah.
You know, I'm laughing about this, but you know I'm not happy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. But this is at least a start in the right direction. You're looking at almost $1 million, and that's a big plus. I really thank the Board of Supervisors for it. We had a unanimous decision there after some discussion.
I've got another question about that. We've got to take a break. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Of course, Espresso Joe's, which has any type of coffee and tea drink you could want, espresso, cappuccino, latte, all of those. And then walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California with a walk-in humidor that is just stocked full of those cigars that are rated very highly, up to the top ratings by Cigar Aficionado. Right there at Tobacco and Brew, where veterans always get discounts. Great people there, Joe and Shelley, who take care of a lot of people and do a lot of great things for our community. We'll be right back with Sheriff Tom Basenko right after these
messages.
Messages. Thank you.
The last weekend in March, you'll find answers for all your spring home improvement projects at the original Home and Garden Expo at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Need to speak to a home mortgage expert creating a new landscape? Need household improvements? A new roof, gutters, lighting, doors, windows, flooring, appliances, pool, spa, barbecue, or planning a garden? Speak to all the experts on hand to answer all your questions March 27th through the 29th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Find more information online at readinghomeexpo.com.
At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our veterans and provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. With your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses, we'll subtract $100 plus. We'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. And now through March 31st, save 50% on all sunglass frames. See our store for complete details. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 17 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta County. We've been blessed with over 4,000 customers that have chosen us to be their propane supplier. Our motto is, our customers are warm friends. Speaking of warm, summer is gone and fall is here. Now is the time to consider your propane service for this upcoming winter and give us a call at 365-3793. The price difference could be significant between companies, but price should not be the only consideration. Safety is our first priority, so we perform safety checks when we set a new tank. If dealing with a locally owned, family-operated company is important to you, then please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. Give us a call and let us call you one of our warm friends.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
I'm gonna get ya.
Ray.
Good morning.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
You know what, whether you like it or not, when you wake up and and you wake up, I always talk about when your feet hit the ground.
Yeah.
When your feet hit the floor in the morning after you get out of bed, one way or another, the day's going to get you. So how are you going to embrace it? What's going on with the lights in the other room?
Because we're replacing all the lights with these new LED lights.
Mm.
You know, going to be, you know, that last forever.
And okay.
But until we do that, we have one light that you have to flip it like 3 times before it comes on. That's why when you see this, it's not a light show. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 57 degrees out there. The time is 8:34 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Man's Last Stronghold, discounts for veterans and seniors, a wonderful place to go to get your haircut. It is just fun, and they give great haircuts. I mean, you know what? They're just great place. It's right off Athens Avenue, across from the subway. And if you go a little bit further down Athens, you can go to Classic Cafe, where Millie and Kathy are there, and you buy tickets for the honor flight that's going this weekend, too, down at the Vets Hall. Our guest is Sheriff Tom Basinko. And first of all, Tom, I want to congratulate you too, because you were just awarded the Peace Officer of the Year from the California Rifle and Pistol Association.
Yes, thank you, Carl. That was a great honor. I've worked with the California Rifle and Pistol Association over the years, and the NRA, and of course, you've had him here many times on the show, with Sam Paredes from Gun Owners of California, on protecting our Second Amendment rights and issues that are there in the legislature, both state and federal. And the California Rifle Pistol Association honored me with Peace Officer of the Year. They do that every year for peace officers throughout the state. Last few years, it's been sheriffs from Sacramento, El Dorado, Mendocino, and others that have received it. And so I was very, very honored to receive the award.
Okay, now
that's
we're gonna,
so awesome.
It is. It's number three. You've just had a good couple of weeks, haven't
it's
you?
It's been good. right out of the shoot, I've been working with them again, too. If there's an issue on the ATF wanting to ban a certain type of 223 or 5.56 ammo, and that was defeated.
I don't think they realized what they stepped into when they did that one. I mean, even I, who never writes letters, I mean, because, you know, I'm talking all the time, but that got to me because, and I don't even think I've got green tips. And the green tips, of course, are the, you know, the quote armor piercing ones. But frankly,
well, they tried to make them that, and they're not armor.
They're
piercing.
Because they won't go through soft armor. They won't go through anything else.
Even a regular lead type round will go through our soft armor.
A high velocity rifle round.
Those green tips were designed for increased accuracy and flight. They have a partial steel or bronze core in addition to the lead, and it increased the weight about 10 grains.
Right.
And so it was made for longer range shooting and more stable flight of the projectile. And then that accounts for about 50% of the use of 223 ammo in the United States that is sold by Surplus. They received over 80,000 letters, and over 200 members of our Congress opposed it. And then they said...
52
Whoa.
Senators.
Yes, and they said, "Whoa, wait a minute. It's a publishing error. We didn't really mean that."
Well, you know, the thing about it too is that now there's three congressmen who have introduced bills to do away with it. Of course, it will go nowhere. Their own party won't even vote for it. But it's just another example of if you're not watching what happens. Okay, we can't touch your guns, but you know what? Guess what? We're going to take away that ammo, though.
Right.
Just like, you know, things are happening in California. All right. Now you had good news about the Peace Officer of the Year, which you deserve. You had good news about the deputies. Now tell us. After with our new deputies and our four new policemen, because right now we have got 9 new law officers.
Right.
Remember, they're
not hired yet, but we're getting there.
No, but you've been given the go-ahead to do it.
And I know the chief is working there.
Same thing with Chief Paletti. He's got his new community president, and they said they voted to give him the four officers last night. So hooray for the
council and the board.
The council and the board came through finally on their promises about doing something about crime.
Right.
Now we got these 9 new people. Where are we going to keep them? Where are we going to keep the bad guys?
We're in the process right now of going through and building a adult rehabilitation center. That's going to be off of Breslauer Lane.
It's another 2 years, though, right?
It is.
What can we do right now?
The only thing we could do is have more out of county. We got some funding for that. We'd have to increase it. But the biggest problem is pre-trial, and those are the people that are waiting to go to court. We've reduced the number of sentenced people. It was a very minimal amount that were in the jail, but we've even reduced that even farther. Those people that are in the jail, the inmates, they also do work in the jail, whether it be cleaning the floors and the cells and stuff, but also work in the kitchen. And so with this more sophisticated inmate, the ones that have done time or doing long time, you don't want to just hand the guy that got convicted of stabbing someone a knife in the kitchen to cut up the potatoes and the meat.
Because he could be cutting up other people.
Could be.
Yeah.
It makes it challenging to get qualified inmates to work in the jail as well.
Can I make a suggestion?
Sure.
You know what the group that came up with that, Safe Reading?
Oh, the Safe City Project, April of France.
Why don't you put out this call for another committee to come up with an idea on how to house pre-trial prisoners and put together, you know, and you could head it up or just say, look, I don't even want to have anything to do with this except I want to put you all together, put you in a room and come up with a way that we find a way to house 100 pre-trial prisoners and let the community come up with something like that because I'm just sure that something's going to come up out of that.
The building is the biggest challenge, and then, of course, all the standards and regulations regarding a jail cell.
There's got to be a class like that, and one of your guys is going to have to tell everybody, okay, with that in mind, here, you 5 or 10 people who've good minds, just like the 10 ideas they came up with were good ideas, come up with how we can house 100, because even if it's for a short period –
Number 100, you're actually pretty good because there was a feasibility study we had updated a few years ago when we were applying for a project. And it said, hey, you need an additional 102 beds by 2014. Now, I know that's a year last year.
Yeah.
But you're right. If we had about 100 beds, that would certainly help the situation right now.
It may be the fact that I know you guys, because you're so shorthanded, that you're meeting each other as you're going through a revolving door. But the fact is that – there may be something out there that is just, you know, that somebody has got something or, you know, I'm just trying to think out there to help you.
Yeah, and they do make modular buildings, like modular jails that are made out of basically steel boxes, put someplace. And then the hard part is, again, money to operate those, which is the staffing. And
I think that
even though I got a unanimous vote,
yeah,
the board was also concerned about, hey, this cost. Is $1 million,
right.
Basically. And then, hey, we don't want to see a big addition to your budget that's coming up
right.
real soon here. So, you know, I took that as a hint. Don't ask for even more stuff, but
I understand.
It's a good step in the right direction.
I think if the county put together a grant or something like that that said, we need this much money for 1 year. And I mean, this is just ideas I'm throwing out, Tom. And you and I have talked about them. And I know that there's a lot of stuff, that we've
right.
talked about. And I know that you're trying. You're working different ways. I'm just saying this. Hey, let's bring the community mm-hmm. in, and let's put a little onus on us to come up with stuff.
And in fact, another thing we're working on is, if you remember it in the news, is the city's blueprint strategy. For the police department, mm-hmm. fire department, and public safety within the
right.
city of Reading. I sit on that committee as well for the public safety side of it, as well as Chief Paletti and Larry Lees, our county administrative officer. And then, so we're starting to meet to help them put together a strategy for the future as well, which contains part of the issues are going to be jail space and, of course, staffing and everything, and how do you pay for that?
How do we get that? All right. Okay, hey, let's go to the phones. Mike, good morning. Do you have a question for Sheriff Basinko?
Yeah, good morning, guys. Hey, quick question. Shasta County, we can't be the only ones in the state that are having the problems with jail overcrowding, lack of jail space. If this is common across the state, what are other areas doing?
Other areas are doing a little overmodulation.
Yeah, turn down the
thanks for calling in, Mike. And that is good. Before prison realignment, 37 of the 58 counties in California were having some type of capacity releases. And then AB 109 hit, and they're even having more. And then we get hit with Prop 47. They've seen a decrease in the jail population, but our jails are still at maximum capacity for the majority of the state. I go to sheriff's meetings on a regular basis, and we compare notes, and it's almost the same, capacity releases. We have about 4,000 a year in Shasta County. Los Angeles County has 40,000, so it's just a matter of zeros that they're seeing that. And so they're trying to get jails built. There's been a number of lease revenue bonds that have come up on AB 900 Phase 2, SB 1022, those are all legislative bills that provided funding. We were successful with AB 900 Phase 2, a $32 to $35 million project for another jail. The board turned it down because they could not identify the $6-plus million that it would take to operate the jail. We applied for SB 1022 money, a $22 million project. We got that. We're in the process of working on building another facility. So it is tough, and counties are struggling with that. And then we had the impacts of Prop 47 reducing a lot of felonies to misdemeanors. That sends the message to criminals that, hey, you out committing crime really isn't important when you're reducing felony drug crimes to misdemeanors, or you steal a gun that used to be a felony and now it's reduced to a misdemeanor. So a lot of issues that are the same throughout the state, and they're all struggling with the financing. There's several counties that have turned the money back into the state that said, hey, we can't afford to operate a new jail, so you can have your money back.
Mike, does that answer your question?
Yeah, one last quick comment.
Sure.
Just wonder if you would agree with this. To me, it sounds like this problem was created in Sacramento, and we cannot tax ourselves enough locally to solve this problem permanently. Unless there's change in Sacramento, I think we're just spinning our wheels. And keep up the good work, Sheriff. I support you.
Thanks for calling in, Mike.
Yeah,
appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Mike.
And you're right. It did originate in Sacramento with AB 900.
AB 900 was conceived hastily to basically push the responsibility back onto the counties and then to reduce the prison population because of the Supreme Court order. And they're still releasing people. Prop 47 released more out of prison. And now they're also looking at releasing second strikers that qualify out of prison as well. Probably be about another 4,000 to 5,000 as a result of that.
Oh, boy. Okay, hey, look, we've got to take a quick break. Our guest, Sheriff Tomasenko. I've got some questions about medical examiners and also marijuana grows. And now that we have people and, you know, and we'll be talking with the sheriff with when we get back after these messages.
If you take multiple prescriptions, you know the hassle of renewing prescriptions as they run out. Every prescription is another trip to the pharmacy. Oh, it could be 3 or 4 or 5 trips in a month. Now, Owens Pharmacy can make your life easier with MedSync. It's a new service that adjusts your pill count so that all your prescriptions renew on the same day. One date to renew all your prescriptions for 30 or 90 days, and it's automatic. So you don't need to remember it, and you won't run out. Save time. Save gas. Save the hassle. Let us make your life easier. Call Owens Pharmacy today to sign up for MedSync. Imagine the time you'll save. Call 1-800-MY-OWENS, and we'll give you one less thing to remember. Owens Pharmacy, making your life easier.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture-retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio noon to 2 right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
This is awesome, Uncle Vince.
Are you ready to make your first Mary's delivery?
Yeah, what are we delivering?
You can order anything off Mary's menu for delivery. So we have spaghetti with meatballs, tortellini, bruschetta, chicken parmigiana, gnocchi.
Shh. Eyes on the road. Hands at 10 and 2.
10 and 2?
Test the horn.
I'm not going to test the horn.
Horn check.
Thanks for testing the horn. It works.
How's the engine temperature?
It's fine.
Maybe I should check on the meatballs in case they're rolling around back there.
No.
This is a pretty nice car. This isn't your car, is it?
Yeah, this is my car.
Really? Huh. Wow, wouldn't have guessed that.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindabot, it is 8:48 in the morning, 57 degrees out there. You know, it's going to be a nice day,
beautiful
isn't it?
Wednesday.
Nice.
Absolutely. Going to be 79 today. Could get up into the 80s, mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 49. Looks like we're going to have a great week. A slight chance of rain on Friday, getting up to another nice and clear weekend with Sunday night's chance of rain again. Shasta Gas Propane brings us the weather each and every day where our customers are warm friends, soon to be. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer.
When it goes to 80. When it goes to 80, we go to that.
Senior veteran discounts. Give them a call, 365-3793. Hey, we had our carpets cleaned yesterday. We want to do a big shout out to the people who cleaned our carpets.
Preferred Carpet Care.
They did such a great job.
You know what? These guys, you know what? I called and I said, you know what?
I hate to admit it. It's been almost like 8 years.
No, it hasn't been that
well,
long.
I tried to do one of those QVC where I rented the – I bought the little thick cleaner myself. There's nothing better than to have your carpets professionally cleaned. It's like they're brand new. Oh, my gosh, the area rug around the dining room, it's like it's brand new. And, you know, I went to a local carpeting place here that, you know, really did a beautiful job in this carpet. It's very nice carpeting. And so town and country.
Yeah.
So anyway, so it's really nice to have
somebody that
the
can
carpets
take care
clean.
Of it. So Rod and all the people from Preferred Carpet Care, thank you very much. I mean, they came in, and I mean, this isn't. I mean, this is something that when they come up and they come in and they do it, it's professional, and you can't ask for better results. I mean, the carpet's clean.
And you came home and went, wow.
I thought that she'd put in new carpets, frankly. Of course, every time Elk Killer runs in there, she wants to roll on it, and so we don't let her do that. But again, Preferred Carpet Care, give them a call, 243-8400. You know, this is just ring the bell because they don't advertise with us. It's just saying is that
we're going to advertise with them.
Well, we're going to advertise with them. They're good. Okay, Tom Basinko is our guest, Sheriff Tom Basinko. Here are a couple of questions, Sheriff.
Uh-huh.
It says a medical examiner. When will we get another? I thought that you were the.
Well, I'm the coroner.
Oh, the coroner.
And
okay.
What we did was a forensic pathologist. We had one hired, then she separated from employment. She left.
Uh-huh.
That's about a little over $200,000 a year for a forensic pathologist.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't mean that we don't do autopsies. We have a contract with another facility down in Yolo County. They're called Forensic Medical Group. And so they do our autopsies for us. And we're also looking at seeing, will they come up here and do the autopsies? And can we save some money doing that by having it contracted?
It seems like you could. You know, you
in
just
Reading, you would think there would be somebody here would do autopsies.
Well, there is. But then if they want to work at the county, that's a little bit different. And then some pathologists don't want to get into going to court and everything, like on homicides. It's a very small group nationwide of forensic pathologists. There's only about 600 or 700 nationwide. Uh-huh. Because in addition to becoming a doctor, then you have to go back to school for pathology, and then if you want to get another credentialing in forensic pathology, that's some more training as well.
Well, we know Dr. Larry Farrell here. He was a forensic dentist.
Yes.
It helps a lot with
burn victims.
Yeah, burn victims, identifying people.
Larry's a dentist, and he's what we also call an odontologist, which is kind of a bite forensic specialist.
Uh-huh.
And he's done some identification of dental records and charts for whether it be a homicide victim or some bones we find, burn victims.
He had something to do with the guy that killed his wife.
Shane Miller case, coroner over in Humboldt County called him up, and mm-hmm. He ended up going over and identifying the person. It was a little bit easier on that one because that person had dental implants, and so those are serialized and stuff, and mm-hmm. They're unique on where the implants go.
Oh, that's cool.
And so, but he was a help to.
So.
It's there.
So it will be a while before we get our own medical examiner. So right now you're just outsourcing.
We're outsourcing, and that saves us money as well.
Okay.
So
did I ask you already about the marijuana grows?
You touched on it before the break, but not specifically. Okay. I think somebody in the chat room had.
Yeah, what
had
they
question.
Said was, now that we passed Measure A, what is the process for reporting a neighbor with an outdoor grow, and have the number of calls reporting these grows increased?
They haven't increased yet as a result of the county ordinance. Measure A was to say, do you want more or less restrictions? And, of course, the county people wanted more. So to report those, you would call 245-6474, 245-6474, or 722-9161 and report those. And that is for the unincorporated area of Shasta County. The ordinance does not apply to Anderson, Redding, or the city of Shasta Lakes. They have their own ordinances there.
Okay. Well, okay, so that people can report it. Plus, and if you're driving around, if you see something over the fence.
Yes, deputies can do that. And right. So outdoor growing in Shasta County is prohibited, no matter where it is.
No matter what it is. I mean, it could be one plant.
It could be. Those aren't going to be the highest priority, but one plant would be.
If you're driving by and you got nothing to do.
See it. But,
kick in your door? Arrest everybody? Okay, you don't do it that
way. They'll end up getting a citation.
Citation,
but, yeah.
Okay. Which,
and, go through, and that could end up being like $1,000 a day penalties if they're not in compliance.
When you get outside the city limits and you have these illegal camps, what can you do with that?
It depends on where they're camping. Public property makes it easier because you can't illegally camp on public property. If it's private property, we have to get in touch with the landlord or the owner, and see who it is and do they want those people there. Then they have to basically sign a letter that says, hey, please enforce the trespassing laws and we don't want anybody on our property. And then we get them off of there. We're fortunate that in the county we don't have a lot, but on the fringe areas between city and county, we do see the illegal camping population, and it can sometimes be related to crime. We find stolen property in there as well. And so I know that between the city of Anderson, Redding, and the county, we're doing a lot to address that. But it's kind of like an amoeba. You put pressure on one point, and then it squirts out and applies somewhere else. So if you go clean up the cleanup in Linden Canyon, where were all those illegal campers displaced to? And they move to someplace else, and then they'll have to go and enforce that.
You know, the thing that kind of concerns a lot of people is, as you know, we're approaching fire season again. It's going to be really dry. The fact that you get a lot of illegal camps out there, and the and there's been instances, it appears, that fires started, or not on purpose, but fires started and from these camps.
Right. They have their campfires, they're cooking food, sometimes staying warm if it's not in the summertime. And those get away, and there's been some here in the city of Redding that have threatened homes, like off of, I remember one in North Market Street and the Keswick area as well within the city limits that we've seen it. And that's very, very disheartening. One was also down, I think, last year down by View 202 down near the river that was related to a illegal camping area. And then we have, I know the city, the chief is working with
the fishermen. The battle is on.
Along the
battle
river.
Is on.
Because we get a lot of tourism along the 30, river.
30,000 trips just out of the fly shop.
And they see these homeless camps and people running around naked and garbage and stuff. And that's not a good image for our community. And he's working on that.
Keep
as well.
Nudity in your backyard.
I was on Facebook earlier today, and a girlfriend of mine who has business right downtown here, posted on Facebook. Just drove into work, and there's a camp that was just set up on her property overnight.
Overnight.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, and then, I bet I know where it's at.
Hopefully, if she calls into the police department and reports that and say, I don't want anybody on my property, it helps for these people. There's a lot of absentee landowners of vacant land.
Mm-hmm. But this is right downtown.
Clients.
And if she can have the property posted, no trespassing, loitering, and stuff like that.
Is this down? Okay, I'm not going to mention any special times. But you know what? I saw. I'll be okay. The chief,
yes.
Rob Pelletti, last night, and he was, he's pumped up about this. But this battle is on, and now the city is getting more code enforcement and all this. So it's going to be interesting to watch, and we're going to have Good News Rescue Mission on. They've changed their policies also. Tom, in the last couple minutes, we always have to address this. Concealed carry. our classes are full. And I'm not just talking about ones that I help with, but from other places.
I think almost all the CCW instructors, we got over 20 for the county, and they do a great job on instructing concealed carry for qualified people and protecting themselves. Right now in the county, we're one of the top that issue. We have 177,000 population, and we issue over 6,200 concealed weapons permits, and we got about another 200 to 300 that are in the process of applying. Somebody called me the other day and said, hey, I'm going to be applying. This is the first time I've ever had one. A couple of ladies saw me at an event, said they were taking in a class, and they're applying. And so we don't see that slowing down anytime.
We have a lot of city leaders that believe, that we put through classes here that it's time. And there's, people that walk in the trails and all this, and which leads us to, just in the last 30 seconds here, attacks on the trails seems like it picked up.
Those are both being investigated, and we're seeing if there's any leads to those. One has been reported to the city of Redding through the Redding Police Department. They're investigating that. And then we had one previous to that along a trail out in the Keswick area that we're still working on some leads there. And so as those develop, the officers will be getting press releases out on that.
Okay. Sheriff Tom Basenko has been our guest. Thank you so much, Tom, for being with us. Again, congratulations, and congratulations to the Board of Supervisors.
Yes. Right.
We've been talking about crime, and finally, the money's been cut loose. 5 new deputies, 2 new support people, and 2 new cars.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. I always enjoy coming in.
Well, Tom, thanks a lot
thanks,
for being
Tom.
Here. Tomorrow, we're having Walt McNeil, I think, is going to be on. We're going to stay on the check on that.
And, of course, Trish Clark. And
Trish Clark will be joining me. And Linda has On the Spot with Linda Bott tomorrow
Absolutely.
Night. All of that. Have a great day, everybody. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? You
can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A U.S. Air Force veteran from New Jersey has pleaded not guilty to charges of plotting to travel to Syria to join up with ISIS. 47-year-old Tayrod Nathan Webster Pugh appeared in federal court in New York a short time ago. The aircraft mechanic and former contractor in Iraq has been indicted on charges of attempting to provide material support to a terrorist group. Tunisia's prime minister says two or three gunmen involved in today's attack on a leading museum in Tunis may still be at large. 17 tourists and two gunmen died in the attack. Horrific is how a police officer described it. An 18-year-old is in custody in connection with last night's deadly knife attack in a home in New Bern, North Carolina.
The three victims were brothers. A 1-year-old, a 5-year-old, and a 12-year-old.
Police Lieutenant Rhonda Allen.